In India, love jihad has been making headlines recently. Hindu groups are accusing young Muslim men of being agents of this alleged method of holy war. It is said to be an attempt to increase the number of Muslims by seducing Hindu women and converting them via marriage. While radical Hindus swear love jihad is practiced systematically, no real proof has been found, and many Indians believe the concept is just political propaganda aimed at splitting a multi-ethnic and multi-religious society. Aletta Andre reports from New Delhi.
It's hard to switch on the TV in India these days without hearing the term love jihad. In rural areas, members of the Hindu nationalist volunteer organization RSS are going from village to village to warn young women and their parents against the alleged practice, in which Muslim boys are said to seduce innocent Hindu girls with the sole purpose of converting them to Islam.
Love jihad.
Meanwhile, the Hindu student organization ABVP does the same in universities. At Delhi University's campus, State Secretary Saket Bahuguna of ABVP, a research scholar in linguistics, explains why he sees love jihad as a genuine threat.
There have been instances where boys have hidden their information and have given names of other religions so to lure girls. And later, the girls have undergone tremendous violence and forced conversion. It's not just about a few instances here and there. This is quite rampant. It's an alarming situation. There are enough indications that these are done by organized rackets.
Saket claims it's hard to say how widespread the issue is because he believes many cases go unreported. Asked how he knows there is a larger organization behind the few reported cases, he refers to a judgment from the High Court of the southern Indian state of Kerala, which asked the police to investigate the matter in 2009. In fact, the High Court found no proof at all. But ever since, the rumors of love jihad have found an audience all over India, where the majority of marriages are still arranged and most parents would prefer their children to marry within their own community. On the central market of CP in Delhi, opinions of the shopping public on love jihad vary.
If the girl and the boy are happy, then it's like, let them be. That's what it is.
I don't think this is happening in India. Take the example of famous film stars Shah Rukh Khan and Gauri. Gauri is Hindu, Shah Rukh Khan is Muslim. I watched a documentary. They celebrate Diwali, they celebrate Eid.
Love cannot be manipulated. Love cannot be manipulated. If you fall in it, it doesn't matter if he's a Muslim, he's a Christian, he's a Jew, whatever it is.
Certainly, there has to be an investigation. And if this is happening, then I'm against it. Because what we are trying to do is give a different definition to a love.
Afsana has experienced how hard it can be to marry someone from a different religion. At her home in New Delhi, she shows me old black and white photos of her and her husband Faisal. They met over 30 years ago via a mutual friend and, against all social norms, fell in love. She, an upper caste Hindu, and he, a Muslim. They decided to marry in secret according to Islamic traditions. Afsana converted voluntarily and adopted her new Islamic name. But Afsana's mother, as she had expected, was less happy with the marriage.
My mother was persuaded by the neighbors to file the case. They told her my husband was a Pakistani spy who would sell her daughter. I was taken by the police to a women's shelter, but I didn't change my mind. After 1.5 months, I went back to my in-laws. I didn't see my mother for 7 years. But after that, we met, and now I have been married for 32 years.
These days, young couples still often have to deal with court cases filed by their own relatives when they don't agree with the relationship because of differences in caste, religion, or class. Though the term love jihad was not in use at the time of Afsana's marriage, it hurts her that similar arguments as her mother used at the time are still being used against mixed couples today.
It's very sad, this talk of love jihad. Girls are not this dumb, are they, to just convert like that? This is a matter of the heart. And I thought, if you marry a Hindu, your name will also change. So what's the big deal? I'm still vegetarian and I still go to the temple. My husband has never forced me to do anything.
The term love jihad was first coined about 5 years ago in India, where close to 85% of the population is Hindu and about 180 million Muslims form a 14% minority. But according to history professor Charu Gupta of Delhi University, similar arguments have been used for centuries, ever since Islam spread via subsequent Muslim rulers from the 12th century onwards.
I think there is a long history to the way in which Hindu ideologues constructed the figure of the Muslim as that of the rapist. Whenever it is a Muslim woman marrying a Hindu boy, it's always depicted as romance. So that, you know, they never talk of kidnapping and luring. You know, this also is opposed even by Muslim fundamentalists. The problem is because Hindus are in such large majority, if they become so aggressive, then it can take much more sinister proportions.
While Hindus and Muslims generally live in harmony, tensions occasionally rise. Just last year, a rumor that a Hindu girl had been harassed by a Muslim boy fueled riots in the state Uttar Pradesh, in which at least 62 people died. And since the Hindu nationalist party BJP under Prime Minister Narendra Modi came to power in May, love jihad has been discussed more prominently than ever. And it has been used by local BJP branches, like the one in Uttar Pradesh, in an effort to attract more Hindu votes during recent by-elections, says Professor Gupta.
I do think it's a very clear political agenda. I think the tone has become even more aggressive, and even when the BJP top leadership is not at all speaking in this language, they are not even condemning it. So there is this implicit support. It is very clearly related to getting of political power.
There is no statistic of the number of interreligious marriages, but Professor Gupta suspects that these are on the rise in India, along with other forms of so-called love marriages, as opposed to the traditional arranged marriages. And apart from the political agenda, she sees in love jihad a conservative response to the fast-changing Indian society.
Hidden within the love jihad is very much this attempt to control and discipline women, actually. But till now, there has been no concrete factual evidence. It's no longer possible, you know, to completely keep women confined. That's what created even more anxiety.
For young urban couples such as Rohini and Tariq in New Delhi, the idea of love jihad seems alien. When they got married in 2011, both her Hindu and his Muslim parents supported them. Both PhD students kept their own name, and as they married just in court, neither of them converted.
This is basically to polarize people on the basis of religion and gather the majority communities vote, that's all.
I think that in future, these kind of violences will increase from parents and from community people.
The whole recent debate, actually, it's very problematic and very disheartening.
The issue of love jihad shows that religion continues to be a dividing issue in multicultural India. But increasingly, couples such as Rohini and Tariq exemplify that love can bring people from different communities closer together, and that despite all propaganda, it does not mean that people have to give up their own faith or individual identity. Aletta Andre, DW, New Delhi, India.